Life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. Last week, someone posted that quote on Facebook. The words deeply resonated with me and apparently with a lot of my birding friends who instantly pressed the Facebook like button. I think over a lifetime, we who spend time in nature are given more opportunities for having our breath taken away than many people are. Whether we're blown away by a view of the Grand Canyon, a spectacular sunrise, a particularly brilliant and flowing display of northern lights, a sudden glimpse of a resplendent Quetzal, or a chickadee alighting on our finger, the more time we spend in nature, the more we get to experience magical moments. Of course, it's hardly as if birdwatching is the only thing in my life that has given me genuinely breathtaking moments. If I could retrieve from memory every single moment that took my breath away, the list would include lots of events not remotely connected to birds, such as the moment the boy I loved with all my heart, who became my husband, first told me he loved me at a Chicago Cubs game, the moment I first held each of my newborn babies, moments when I witnessed many of my children's firsts, the moment I made a sudden and unexpected breakthrough with a student struggling with math, and the moment I opened an email from a former student who recounted what I meant to her. Those have been among the most sublime, thrilling moments of my life. But any list itemizing my breathtaking moments would include a lot connected with birds. One happened when I was 7 or 8 years old. My grandpa had told me that if I practiced whistling really hard, I could get a cardinal to answer. I tried and tried, and one morning when I was in my bedroom trying to match the song of a cardinal down the street, suddenly he flew right to the maple branch brushing against my window, peeked in at me, and sang back at me. Breathtaking is a lame and cliched word for the joy I felt at that unexpected moment, but it was the literal truth. Another magical moment came when I was birding in Madison, Wisconsin on December 3, 1977, and whistled in my lifer, Pine Grosbeak. If seeing it weren't thrilling enough, I put out my bare hand and it alighted right on my finger and looked into my eyes. It flew to a nearby branch within a second or so, but my heart thumped at top speed for a long time after. When I was walking in downtown Los Angeles in 1994, I heard some white-throated swifts overhead and wheeled to a stop to look at them with my binoculars. A homeless man who'd been lying on a bench under some newspapers asked me what I was looking at. I answered, "White-throated swifts." He said, "Huh?" So I handed him my binoculars. He looked up with a confused expression, but the moment he caught sight of the birds, his face broke into a delighted smile, and I could feel my heart leap at the sudden connection. Birding is filled with magical moments, some between us and a bird, and some between us and another human being because of birds. The quote, "Life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away," may resonate with me and other birders, but I don't think it's fair to say that the measure of the life of a birder is in any way better than the measure of the life of anyone else. But awareness of birds does provide an amazing array of opportunities to experience these moments that take our breath away. Production of today's For the Birds was made possible in part by a generous grant from Vicki and Barry Wyatt. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.